Hello, hello, hello. So this is don't know how many episodes now. I think I'm just going to stop counting. but this is a prelude episode for my Winter Downs race. So yeah, this is going to be sort of a hectic episode because I'm going to pack all my kit, well, most of my kit, and sort of talk through it, what I've got, what's mandatory kit. What I'm using as my mandatory kit. It's also gonna be like just shit I'm gonna add, I'm gonna take with me, just because I want it, and sort of the reasons why behind that is. And also sort of like my nutrition and that. I've also done a little Q&A on my Instagram story, and I had some questions from away, so I'm gonna go through them as well. So, right, mandatory kit. For the Winter Downs 100 by Centurion Running. The first one, mobile phone, I've obviously got that. Next one is the GPX with it on a watch or a handheld GPX, GPS device. I've got the Garmin Fenix 7. I'm also going to be taking my charging cable with me because the next part of my mandatory kit is a battery pack. So I'm going to get that first. So I've got two bags with me at this moment. So the first one, the one I'm just going to put all my mandatory kit, the stuff that I won't be able to race unless I've got it. I've got a 50-liter North Face bag, the duffel bag that most people seem to own. So hang on, what have I got in this pocket? Empty bottle of Coke. Lovely. Let's get that out. Cool. Right. So that's that sorted. Apologies for this load of background noise, but that's just how it's going to be. So I've got, so I'm currently in my gym, home gym, which is also my kit room. I've got some cool IKEA storage things that I keep all my stuff in. So it's going to be a nightmare to find stuff in. It's not really. There we are. So I've got my Anker battery pack. So this is from Amazon. I got this ages ago after my first GL3D. My friend Russell had it, and he had it from one charge the entire Great Lakeland 3-day event, and able to charge mine and his phone on the way back. Which was really, really cool. So I was chuffed for that. So that's the first thing that's going to go in. I think it cost me about 30 quid at the time. The actual power is, I think it's like 20,000 mAh, whatever that means. So next one, water bottles. I need at least 1 liter. So I'm going to be taking soft flasks. That will be on my running pack. Which, if you're a runner at all. Or even just follow runners, you'll probably know what they look like just from Instagram. So hang on, there's some water in here, so I'm just gonna, it's not old water, it's only a couple of days old, so I'm just gonna tip that outside. There we go. And then one can go in. Sorry, just gonna take the air out of that. There we go. So I've got one, that's 500 mil. So I need to get the other one. Which is here. Now I need to find some spare Christmas lights. I've got a few. Oh, you shithole. So you're gonna hear me swear a lot during this. Apologies in advance. But that's a given considering it's me. So 500 ml bottle. I've got loads of soft flasks. But there's only some that I like to use because some I've got bite marks in just from when I've been a little tinker, just biting too hard. So I've got this one here. I've got most of them are Salomon. Yeah, I'm just gonna take this box out. So my boxes are in like I'm not sure if you know them, like the Calyx. Calyx and things. So Sorry, this is going to be a bit of a weird episode because I'm like trying to find stuff in. So my home gym's big enough, but it is still quite small. That's part of one. I've got so many soft flats, and some are decent, some aren't. This one. This is when, look at that. Where's my other good one? Probably should have sorted some stuff out before I started the episode. But no, that would be too easy. So let's. It might be in with all my nutrition stuff. So I've got so much shit in this gym. Got some Harrier vouchers if anyone wants some. let's have a look here. So I'm going to move some stuff out of the way. There we go. Ah, is this it? No, that's a head torch. I'll need that later, so let's put that to the side. Jeans. Yeah, I don't know why these are even in here. Anyway, let's throw them out. Wetsuit, definitely won't be needing that. Actually, I don't know, unless the weather's really bad. Who knows? Right, so shit ton of shoes. Da-da-da-da. There we go. Move them to the side. Okay, there it is. Got it, got it, got it. All right, okay, cool. So we've got that. Right, so only took me, what, 5 minutes? Find one bottle. okay, so the next thing I need is a survival bag. I've just seen this. So here we go. Survival bag is. Yeah, so for the survival bag, I've got the Harrier trail running one. I just found it was a decent size and it has a whistle included on it. So that's two pieces of kit in one, sorted. So hang on, let me just tick these off as I go along. So I know they're definitely in the bag. Battery pack done. Water bottle done. Survival bag done. So I can tick off the whistle as well. There we go. Right, waterproof jacket. So I'm going to be taking a couple, because I'm thankfully in a position where I've got a numerous amount. The one I'll be wearing at the start of the race, get out, is the Innovate Storm Shell jacket. The love-hate relationship with this jacket for most people. I love it. Never had any issues with it. But I will be taking in my crew car some other jackets just in case it absolutely pours down and I'm wet through. And I've got the Harrier trail running. This podcast isn't sponsored by Harrier, by the way. I just quite like their stuff. So I've got, yeah, the Harrier trail running jacket. I can't remember what the name of it is. And I've also got the Salomon Bonatti. Which is it's a really old jacket. Probably needs retreatment, but it does the job, so we'll keep it. So that I'll sort out later because this is going to be. I just want to get my Mansoor kit first, and then we'll go on. So waterproof jacket sorted. Right, next one is my waterproof trousers. Again, I've got two pairs. I think initially I'm going to take my Montane podium pants, just because they're the lightest ones. I'd like to carry minimal as I can. My spare ones again are going to be the Harrier. They're quite thick, quite warm, Which would be great. See, I kind of going in thinking, do I go in wearing the thicker, warmer stuff because it's easier to get cool if I'm hot than to warm up if I'm cold? The thing is, I'm okay with cold, which you wouldn't think because I'm only, I don't know how much I weigh. I'm not much. I don't weigh much. But yeah, I just do well in the cold, which is why I'm doing this winter race. I don't do well in the heat. So yeah, the ones I'm packing for my minimum mandatory kit, sorry, get my words out, is the Montaigne podium pants. Like I said, they pack down really small, like the size of an apple, so I'm quite happy for that. Whereas the Harrier ones, because they are a bit thicker, they do pack a bit bigger, which isn't ideal, but it's just one of them, it is. So the fleece mid layer, I'm gonna have to exit the gym and go upstairs. I've got a nice Montaigne one. It's not one I'd usually carry with me, but it's really warm and it's not too heavy, so I'm just gonna run upstairs now. Actually, let's go get my phone because I don't know how the connectivity is. Ooh. Let's do that. Grab my phone. Here we go. So, apologies if there's loads of background noise. I can already tell this is going to be a long podcast. So, my bedroom. Where is it? I might have put it in the wash, you know. No, I didn't. Oscar's bad. I know what Oscar's like, so my dog Oscar, he will take my clothes and put them in his bed. Because he's bloody adorable like that. He's ridiculous. Here it is. Found it. Okay. I probably should have checked my other my kit for other stuff I might need to bring down. But I'm a man. I don't think of stuff like that, do I? So, just seen my charging cable from my Garmin. Let's take that down now. Let's make sure I've got that. I'll probably charge the night before as well, just so I'm on full battery. Bloody hell. Right, so with my fleece, I'm gonna want a dry bag. So let's find a dry bag. I could do more dry bags. I know people say, "Oh, you should have loads." I don't, for no reason other than just I'm a bit shit. So I've got, here we go, fleece. It's inside out, so need to undo that. There we go. So yeah, it's quite thick, quite warm. If I wear this, I'm in trouble. Yeah, I'd rather not be in a position where I have to wear this. So that's there. Okay, so that's good. That's ticked off. Waterproof gloves. Right. Okay. So for my waterproof gloves, I've actually got two lots. So here we go. It's another box. So with my storage at home for my kit room, I've got different boxes for different things. One's just like miscellaneous, so it's lots of mandatory kit, soft flasks, all that sort of stuff. And then I've got one for soft stuff. So that's like jackets, buffs, all that gloves, all that sort of stuff. Then I've got one for nutrition, and then one for like all my bags, basically, and like running belts and whatnot. So yeah, I've got them. Right, so gloves I need. So with my gloving system, not many will know this. I have Raynaud's disease, so basically my hands go dead if they're exposed for like 20 seconds. Pathetic. So I've got, hang on. So I've got some Montane gloves and mittens. Seeing a glove. Da, da, da. Club Tropicana drinks are free. George Michael's estate, please don't sue me. There we go. Right, so we're after the waterproof ones. So I do have waterproof gloves and waterproof mittens. Ones I want at this moment are the mittens, because I like to have gloves obviously underneath the mittens. So let's just see which ones these are. Yeah, they're all in stuff sacks. I should get like a little white marker. So these are the gloves. Cool. At least I know where they are. So these are waterproof, but for my actual outer, I want mittens. So I've got the what the fuck are these called? The Montane Prism gloves and mittens. And these are the mittens. Here we go. Yeah, these are the mittens. So I think because the mittens are the dry prism, they're more waterproof than the normal prism. So I think the Montane Prism Dry is like waterproof, and then the other ones are just like water resistant. So pack the mittens first. They're definitely in there. Job's a good one. Tick that off. Waterproof gloves. Now's the next one. Two pairs of warm gloves. So now I've got the Montane Prism gloves. Top banana. And then I have the Montane Groove gloves. Where have they just gone? I just had them. Here they are. So these are just your standard running gloves. But they're Gore-Tex, and they've got like extra grip on your palms. So I guess if it's for like, scrambling or whatever. It's also got little touch screen things for my phone if I was to use my phone. So that's like three pairs of gloves. So we've got warm hat. So I'm gonna bring two warm hats with me. So my first one is my I've seen most of you will know. I'm an ambassador for Fractal, and I've got a little yellow and black beanie, yellow for reflecting in the dark, and the logo is reflective as well. So that's the main warm hat I'm going to use. I do have, again, Montane, a Montane hat, which is bloody excellent. It's like got like it's like a sleeping bag for your head. That's the only way I can describe it. It's not the most fashionable or cool looking hat, but my mic's still on. Yes, it is. But it fucking does the job. So with that, I'm gonna actually pack that in my other bag. So my other bag, which I mentioned, which is gonna be with my crew, is a 70-liter, 80-liter, sorry, Rab bag. It's the same style as my North Face one. So if you know what the North Face one is, you sort of know what the Rab one's like. So I'm just gonna, while I remember, pack my spare waterproofs in there as well. Right, so that's done. Warm hat, whistle, we've already ticked off from before. Head torch. Now, I've got the Phoenix, and I've got so has that got batteries in? So yeah, the Phoenix is a rechargeable head torch, which I absolutely love. And then that's my first one. So you need two. So my primary one's the Phoenix. Has it got a model number on it? HM65RDT. It's basically the most expensive one on the website. I got it last year at the Birmingham National Running Show. Because I got a bonus from work. It was like a prepaid card. Usually I wouldn't have spent over 100 quid on a head torch, but it was bonus money and it was on offer. So I was like, and my mate Sean Merriweather was with me, and he's an ambassador for them, and he basically sort of means to get one. So yeah, so I've got that one. So that's my primary head torch. I do need additional batteries for it. I'm going to that will be my battery pack, which I've got. Also, my so that's packed before I start waffling on. Head torch. On. Second head torch I've got is the Alpkit Kark. This head torch is shit hot. It's fucking brilliant. So it's got interchangeable battery. So at the moment it's got its rechargeable battery in there. But I can take that out and put AAAs in. So obviously I can charge that as I go on, but say if I need it, I can just put batteries in it. That comes in little stuff sacks. That's pretty cool to keep the batteries and the head torch together. So that's going in, and that's ticked off. And then the next thing is spare battery for both. I've done that. Red rear flashing light. So this is something I've not used before. It's still in its packaging, so I best take it out. Yeah, I've not had to use one of these in the mandatory kit before. So this is the Cat Eye wearable mini LED light. Let's have a look. Since packaging. Oh, there's a battery there, so I'm assuming it's not inside it now. So it means I'll have to add it in. Put it in, I should say. So this will just go onto the back of my head torch, and will just flash. It looks pretty cool, actually. Dead small. It's like the size of a £2 coin. So let's have a look. Yes, it doesn't look like it's got its battery in it. Right, let's read the instructions before I go just breaking it apart, because again, like I said, I'm a man. How to install the battery. Here we go. Rubber body and clip, lens. Let's just put the battery in. Okay, right, well, let's have a go. Let's have a go. Is that it? Ah, cool. Oh. there it is. Okay, cool. Oh, wow, it's proper, quite fiddly, actually. Won't lie. I'm sure if once it's in, it's in. You know what I mean? So I want the plus side. Okay. Okay, so that's magnetized. That's cool. Put that in. And then let's see how this goes. Ooh. I hate things like this. I can't have nice things, I break it. So let's see how we get on. Woo. Right, I'm actually terrified of breaking this. It just feels so what's the word? Not fiddly. Just feels very fragile. And I'm not the most delicate person. You'd think because I'm only little, you know. But no. I'm a big clumsy oaf in a lean person's body. Why is this not going in? So I know why it's not going in. Right, okay. Sorry, this is probably the worst podcast in the world at this moment in time. But well, I thought it might be. Oh. I think I just had it working then. Got it. I think I've got it. I had to put. I had to put the battery inside the little casing instead. There we go. Okay. Cool. That's fine. How do I turn it off? It's flashing. I don't know how to. Oh, there we go. Off. I think. Right. Just need to see how it actually works. It's flashing again. Right, sorry, this is like just switch off and on, press and hold. Oh god, it won't turn off. What is going on? Come on. Right. There we go. It's off. Right. Right, it's going in the bag. Let's not touch it again. Right. Cool. That's in there. Right. I was starting to get a bit sweaty then. I was like, oh, should I just fucking cancel this fucking podcast or what? Yeah, I was getting nervous then. Okay, right. Long sleeve top. Fucking hell, I knew I should have brought that down as well because I knew it was on the list. Jesus Christ. Well, do you want, what else is on there that I need to go upstairs for? Tights. I've already got them down here. Right, let's put them in. Oh no. Oh no, I've got a long sleeve top here. What am I on about? Fucking hell. Guys. Yeah, no, I brought it with the tights as well. Do you want this? My head's not switched on. So with this, I'm probably going to keep inside the same dry bag as my fleece, just so I've not got tons of dry bags in my bag. I know they say that's what you're meant to do, but I'm just going to put one dry bag inside another dry bag, just to keep it, make sure it is all dry. So here we are. So I've got a Montane Dragon pull-on for my long sleeve top. It's well toasty. I wear it a lot. If you've seen me on Instagram with a black long sleeve top with some yellow trims, that's it. Yeah, amazing top. I bought a couple when I had my first one. I think it was actually it was when we were training for UTS, Voltage Trail Snowdonia. I went out for a run with a bunch of other runners, and Lewis Ferguson and Danny Wainwright were all wearing the same, were wearing the same top, which was this one, and they were just like, "Oh, excellent, isn't it?" And they were showing like how the sleeves turn into mittens, and I was just like, "I fucking need one of them." So I think I bought three of them, and then they went out of stock and just never done them again. So yeah, so that's done. Where's my pen? That's done. So tights. So my tights that I'm keeping in my mandatory kit are going to be some Salomon ones. I think they're just Salomon Agile. Yeah, Salomon Agile. Yeah, these are just quite nice and light. I'm going to be wearing some innovate. I'm going to be starting in some innovate ones, because, sorry, just getting this sorted. Because they're really warm and nice, and it was sort of like one of them, like, I'd rather be starting in the warm ones, than having to, faff about. So, yeah. Right. So, I think that's the only things that I'm going to be keeping inside my dry bag. Yeah. So, that's shut. Right. That's in the bag. So, next one, cup. So, this has to be suitable for hot food. So I've got somewhere in this bag. There's my other soft flask. Where has it gone? Oh, lip balm. I might actually need that. Where's it gone? I've literally just seen it. Ah, here it is. So this is from the climber's shop in Ambleside, and yeah, it's just like a folder cup, if you know the brand, if you know what it is, folder cup. I'm also going to take a soft, like a squeezable, cup. Now I've got, oh, is this still dirty? Oh, naughty. So I've got one here that's still dirty from UTMB. Disgusting. I've got a really old GB Ultras one. The logo's not even on it anymore, so I'll take that, and I'll take the folder cup as well. So the folder cup is like hard base, that you can sort of, it folds in half to make it more, easy to pack. And then I've got one that like literally just scrunches up. If you know, you know. See, I'm going to take two because it might be I just want like a Coke or something, which is something I've not bought actually. I've been focusing on snacks. That is something I'll go through later. Right, so they've got them. I've got two types of cups. Right, next one, med kit, which I have got. So, med kit includes blister plasters, scissors, and knife. Right, that's the thing. I'm not sure if I've got a knife. Got a tape, bandages, safety pins, adhesive bandage, alcoholic wipes, hydrochloride dressing, blister. Yeah, right, okay. So, I do need to get some scissors, which I know there are some in my bathroom, and a knife. Right, I have got a knife. So I will go get them. Let's get the scissors now, because I've got a feeling I might have to hunt for them. So fucking hell, we're already on half an hour. Jesus Christ. I'm not even like packed my mandatory kit yet. What is going on? I thought, oh yeah, I'll be done in like, 45 minutes or something. Nope. Scissors. Got them. My knife. I need to check the laws in England. I know it can't have a lock on it. No one's gonna pull me over while I'm fucking running a fucking race, am I? Don't know. No, my luck. I probably would, to be honest. Right, let's put these scissors in here. My scissors. So my first aid kit as well, just going on that, is a Harrier Trail Runner one as well, the Mini Runner first aid kit. Cool, yeah. It's got a little torch attached to it as well, which is a nice little feature. Right, okay, so that's done. Next one's food. Okay, so this is a bit more interesting. So, right, food. So I've got a fuck ton of food ready to go. This is the thing, I don't know what I want on me at the time. So yeah, but and my next bit of a man's story kit I don't actually have with me. So the next bit's food. It's just emergency food. I'll have it on the day. I'm not worried about that now. Next one is £50 cash and any bank card. I haven't got cash. Who the fuck carries cash anymore? Actually, I did a few weeks ago, when I sold a bunch of stuff on Facebook Marketplace. But who the fuck has them anymore? So, right, cool beans, cool beans. I'm just gonna look for any more soft flasks. Oh, here's another one. Cool, let's take that one. I'd rather have too many soft flasks than not enough. Really small one here. I've mentioned Harrier Trail Running a lot. And I've got some Harrier Trail Running soft flasks. But do you know what? I don't like them. They're too wide and short, so they're a bit of a chode. Little tune again. And I don't like the lid on it. I feel like it doesn't go on it properly. I mean, lots of people love Harrier Trail Running. I love their attire. But I'm not a fan of the soft flasks, so that'll stay. I've got a tiny little outkit soft flask here, which is 190 mil. I might take that as well. Oh, my shit kit. So this isn't mandatory, but I always carry it. So this is just a little sandwich bag full of toilet paper and I need new toilet paper. No, that's fine. Toilet paper and dog food bags. Yeah, this is just if you ever get caught short, basically. So yeah. So I'll put that in there in the mandatory kit one. So that's my, I have things sorted. So on this note, now that mandatory kit is definitely sorted, I'm going to go through some Q&A. I've had to write these down because I don't like being on my phone while I'm recording in case I stop the podcast or something. So the first one is from Tom Owen. He's one of my closest friends. He's probably my best friend, actually. Says, what's the hardest thing about your running schedule and following your passion? the hardest thing about following about my running schedule is following it. I'm not very disciplined. There's been times where I had double weekend of long runs has just absolutely battered me, and then I can't be asked doing my run on the following day, and I've just not done it, and I've not done anything to rectify it or anything. In regards to following my passion, it is just that. It is my passion. It's what I love doing, which is why I'm doing this ridiculous race. Yeah, it's just what I am. It's just I enjoy doing it. I don't know why I enjoy doing it. But yeah, no, the schedule thing is a pain in the ass as well. With it being so scheduled and quite strict. I find it hard to like sometimes. I know when I've got to do some adulting, but I've also got to fit in a 3 hour run. And time wise, just in the day, it's like I don't know how I'm going to get it done. Unless I get up stupid early, but then I might have done an evening run the night before. And I know some people are like, oh yeah, train to like see, what it's like to run tired. I get that, but for me, it's like, no, I'd rather train fresh. And do well. I don't want to run myself down and then have a shit run the next time I go for a run. So yeah, that's one thing that used to piss me off. And will piss me off again in the future when I'm doing training for other runs. So next question is from Josh Williams. Is there anything you would have done differently in training? Maybe more strength conditioning training. I do it usually. I've been slack with it. no other reason than me being lazy, to be honest. And I've kind of felt like because my previous races have been mountain races, that I felt like it's need required it more, and this isn't really a mountain race. So I don't know, maybe I've been a bit sort of naive and yeah, just sort of like not taking it seriously. I've taken it seriously, but not, you know, as much as I would for a mountain race, just because the amount of power it takes out of you. So yeah, I'd probably just do more strength and conditioning. Maybe eat better as well. Because I've been so conscious about getting the calories in, I've not really considered what type of calories I'm putting in. But I'm a fiend for crisps and stuff like that, so I think that will always be the case, unless I get a nutritionist who's gonna kick my ass all the time. So yeah, that's it. This one's from Katie Tree. Whole food choices, snacks, etc. Okay, so this kind of comes on to food, which I mentioned before. So whole food, I'll be having bananas. I've got some Ella's Kitchen stuff as well. I've got some chocolate covered macaroons, pretzels with filled in with peanut butter, crisps. I bought like a 33 pack of crisps today. what else have I bought today? Squares. What else have I bought? Hang on. My little Sainsbury's bag is right here. I have to tell you. So I've got some cookies, corn, like salt and vinegar corn. Mash, like Bubble and Squeak, powdered mash. So it's got mash and veg in there. The square bars up there covered in chocolate. I've got some Baby Bells as well. They should probably go in the fridge actually. And Vegurami's, the meatless version of Pepperami's. So yeah, meat and cheese, crisps, stuff like that. So yeah, that's what I'll be eating. I've also got bouillon, which is something I discovered at UTS. I saw the header at UTS the first year when I'd done 100K. I didn't fancy it then, but then I tried it at UTMB on, I don't remember how far I was in. I was in a checkpoint with June Brown, and she was saying, "Oh, this saved me from before. Like this was amazing." I was like, "All right, I'll try it," and it was like life-giving. So I've got some bouillon, which I'm going to ask my crew to just sort out for me. So I've got a like a jet boil, but the Alpkit version. So I'll take that with me and some gas and water. Just sort of ask them to, like, when I'm coming through, just have some hot water ready, and then I'll have a flask. So if they've, you know, if they've boiled some water and I've not wanted it, then it's there for next time. And that's for the mash as well. The mash. So yeah, the bouillon and mash would be a good shout. So yeah, they're the whole foods. I don't know what's on offer at the checkpoints. There's only three checkpoints. Which is why I've gone a bit overboard on the food. But other snacks I've got, obviously I'm an ambassador for Voom. I've got loads of Voom bars. And I got a Bimble and Bolt advent calendar, which I've opened all the windows of. And there was loads of snacks in there, which I'm going to take. So what have I got here? A Vive protein mini bar. Two Tribe bars. Flapjacks, cookie chip, a KMC energy bar, Kendall mint cake, raspberry and mint, lovely. What are these? Blister shields. There's some electrolytes. What else is there? Talk. I won't mention that. I've got three ones. So yeah, just and then yeah, obviously I have my your usual what's expected from a runner stuff. So yeah. Let's have a look what the next question is. Us from Thundercat. How many bottles of Julemust have you had so far this Christmas? I have had 2 500 ml bottles and 1.5 liters, so it's like 2.5 liters. And I've got a bottle and a half, no, a 1.5 liter bottle that I'm saving for Christmas Day slash Boxing Day. I don't know how I've not drank it yet. So those who don't know, Julemust is a Swedish Scandinavian drink. It's like herby. It's like cola, but it's like herby. Best way to describe it. Yeah, love it. It's like one of my favorite drinks ever. So unfortunately, I won't be taking any to the race. It's quite expensive to get it in the UK anyway. In Sweden, that it's not. But yeah, it's quite expensive. Next one, Pin. How are you? I'm okay. I'm okay, thank you, Pin. Yeah, just a bit sort of like trying not to get stressed out about this. I've still got a day in work to do on tomorrow. So today's Sunday. So yeah, Monday. That'll be the only day I'm in work this week. So yeah, and then it'll just be about getting down there, registering. That'll be the rest of my stress. And then it's just putting one foot in front of the other. Just making sure as well my crew's okay. That's going to be a part of the thing I'm worrying about. Obviously, I'm running 100 miles, they're driving 100 miles, they're going to be up as long as I'm up. Obviously, I expect them to get some sleep whenever they can. I want them to look after themselves. So, yeah, but I will be stressing about them, to be honest. I know they're very capable, but I will be stressing about them, just making sure they're okay. What time are you going for? I don't know. I don't know actually. So the cutoff time is 35 hours. So as long as I get within 35 hours, I'll be happy. I have any race I do, I have a time that I would like to get. So I have a time that's like a bare minimum. I have a time that is, yeah, that'd be nice to get. And then there's a time that'd be like, that'd be amazing. So the cutoff is 35 hours, so obviously anything before then, it's fine. I'd like to get sub 30. It is the conditions are going to be very wet from this storm we've just had, Storm Dara. So it's going to be very slow underfoot. So I've got to take that into consideration. If I got a sub 27, I'd be very happy. Yeah, it just depends on the day. I do surprise myself with my pace sometimes. I am better at going for longer distances. I'm not fast at all, but I do well at just going and carrying on. So, yeah, like I said, 35. Sorry, just had to be distracted by my dog then. So yeah, 35 hours is the max. But yeah, no real time really. In regards to what I'm aiming for. Next question just says shoes. So shoes. I'm taking a number of shoes with me. So the shoes I'm going to be starting with are the new Innovate Trail Talons. Fucking love these shoes so far. They're really, really good. So yes, yeah, so I'm going to be wearing these just to test, see how the ground is. I'm also going to take the Innovate Ultra X Talons, because they're bloody brilliant. And if it's as boggy as I think it might be, these will be bloody brilliant in them. And I'm going to be taking the Salomon Speedcross 6s, and also the Hoka Speed Goat 6. So I've got two sort of all-terrain shoes, and then I've got two for the more extreme conditions. Reason why I'm taking so many, some people say not to change shoes and that, but it's more for terrain more than anything. I'm not bothered if my feet are wet. They're going to get wet regardless. But it is just more, I don't want to be starting in ones with massive lugs and just absolutely obliterating my legs if, because it says, I think it's 20% road, 80% trail. 20% of 100 miles is 20 miles, so it's quite a long way to go if on if you've got massive studs on your shoes. So yeah, so that's the shoes I'm going to be taking. This one's from Jez Willis, who is one of my crew members. He says, "Do you want tough love from your crew?" Absolutely. I'm probably going to be a bit of a knob at parts. Apologies in advance, Jez and Kev. Yeah, I'm probably going to be a whiny little bitch when I'm tired, and I just want this to stop. So yeah, tough love, absolutely. I'm there to finish. And I really like, I know Jez specifically is coming from quite far away for this race. So I really don't want to waste his time or Kev's, but especially for Jez because he's traveling quite a while away. And they're going to be spending long hours, driving around in the dark. Yeah, I just really don't want to waste their time. So I'm going to need them to just push me to get the fuck out of this car, or van, I should say, get out there. They can't be with me at the checkpoints, so I mean, I don't think the checkpoint staff will let me DNF either. I thing is, because I do have crew, I won't DNF unless I absolutely, for health and safety reasons, have to, or if I don't reach a cut off in time. I don't think that'll be the case. Fingers crossed, touch wood. But they're the only reasons I'll DNF. It's kind of like with UTS 100, actually. At one point, I just wasn't doing well. I think it was just before I started getting naked on the top of Snowdon. I just wasn't feeling it. I was just like, you know what, I might get this next checkpoint and fucking pack it in, And I checked to track him, and both Heidi, my two friends, Heidi and Lewis, who I trained with. I mean, there was a few other people doing the same race, but Lewis and Heidi in particular had already, I think Lewis had already finished, and Heidi was like maybe an hour to the finish line. And I was just like, fuck this, I can't be the only one who doesn't finish out of us lot. So that pushed me. And I think with this, even though I only know one person doing this race in particular, which is Howard Dracup. But obviously he's in a different league to me. So I wouldn't even compare myself to him. But because I have the crew, I know the work they'll be putting in, the time they'll be putting in, how knackered they'll be. If I just turn around and say, no, I'm done. If I was a crew member, I'd be pissed off. And I know people say, oh no, if you need, no. So yeah, I'm rambling a bit now, but yeah, tough love, absolutely, please, Jez. I know it will come from, I might not like you in that instant, but I know it's coming from a place of love. And yeah, I won't take it personally. And please don't take it personally if I just give you a scowl when I'm leaving, because you probably will. I'll be saying thank you guys and all that, but I'll probably look back and scowl at you or something while you're getting back into a warm van. So yeah, don't take that personally. So that brings up the Q&A. Oh no, I do have another one. Hang on. I took these off Instagram and I can't read my own writing. Hang on, let me just go on Instagram, find it. Here we go. Hang on. Sorry about this, guys. My handwriting's awful. Like, you should see it. It's ridiculous. Here we go. And oh, okay. Yeah, no, I can see why I couldn't understand my own handwriting. How do I train for the cold conditions? Do you know what? I didn't really. I think it's just part of training in England and North Wales. It's just colder here than most places. I done so basically a lot of my training was done in preparation for the get my words out, the Lakeland 100, which I DNS'd. I can't remember. Oh, it was because it was too close to UTMB. I just sort of realised like too late that it was a bit too close. So yeah, I trained for that, and then obviously I DNS that, done UTMB. I was like, fuck, I need to do 100 miler this year, so I signed up for this. So a lot of my training for the 100 miler in the summer was training in the winter and spring, so training in the cold then. And then we've had quite a cold autumn winter, which I know because we saw rowan berries quite early this year. It's my little geeky fun facts about me, as I know a lot about nature and that. Yeah, I saw nature rowan berries very early, so I was like, right, it's gonna be fucking Baltic this winter. And obviously we had that cold snap where we had the snow and that, which I trained in as well. So yeah, so it's just basically training in the British conditions, British winter and spring, autumn. I think summer's the only one I didn't really train for, but that's because I had UTMB. So yeah. So now that's yeah, that's Q&A done. So it's been we're coming up to an hour. I'm just going to briefly go through the other bits and bobs that I'm taking with me. One thing I've not touched on is my race pack that I'm taking. It's the Innovate Race Pack 20. This is what Jack Scott had for his winter spine win. And I just needed a bigger one. So I've had for years the Salomon Advanced Skin 12. My original one, loved it. Second one, it's shit. It fell apart within like three runs. So I've gone for this one. It was a tough call between the Innovate and the Montane 20 liter. The only reason I didn't go for the Montane is because I know people had issues with the fastenings at the front. But also, I think just the whole Jack Scott winning spine with this pack just sort of like was like, yeah, fuck it, go for it, go for it. And also, I have a friend who got me a discount. She will remain anonymous because I don't want everyone else going up to her asking for it. So yeah, so other shit I'm gonna pack. So as I've said before, I've got my waterproofs, my extra warm hat. I'm gonna pack a buff. I am gonna take poles with me. I'm probably gonna save these till much later in the race when my legs feel like they're not gonna work anymore. Yeah, extra waterproof jacket. What's this? Well, I've got some gaiters. I might take these. They're only like ankle gaiters. Do I need them? Oh, if I can find the other one. Here we go. Yeah, they're just like Montane ankle gaiters. So yeah, they'll just sort of keep my feet kind of dry, he says. What's this one from? I've got a buff. Oh, Tolkien Trail Race. I'll probably only take one buff. Or should I take two? Should I take I think I should take two. Never be too safe. And then I've got some headbands. I've got a fractal one. And I've got a Bimble and Bolt one that I got in my thingy. I'm gonna take a collapsible bowl for so a lot of this is just gonna be in the car with my crew. And it's just sort of extra stuff I might need. So I've got a collapsible bowl there, a camping mug. So this is just for when I'm going to be with them. Lip balm, anti-friction cream. This is from Cetus. What else have I got in here? Compeed. Never go wrong with Compeed. Cutlery, It's like a spork. What else? Oh, so one thing I found, like workman glasses. So this was on the mandatory kit for the UTS 100. And I just thought, why the fuck would you need them? It's for the cold kit. And do you know what? Fair play. It's a bloody brilliant idea because there's been so many times where it's been pelting it down rain and I've been wet and you're squinting your eyes, you can barely see. Wear these and when it's raining, you sound. So yeah, I'm going to take them with me. I'm going to take the very small soft flask that I mentioned earlier from Alpkit as well. What else is in here? Spare whistle, spare compass. I'd rather have them and not need them. More head torches. I got a Gato one. And that's just like a start fitness one. A black diamond one. These are my ship spare ones. What else have we got in here? Everything else I hope to not need. No, I won't take them. Should I take the ship Harrier running soft flasks? Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will. Right, okay, so that's that box unpacked. So that's that done. So not packed any snacks or anything yet. Snacks. Just see if there's anything else I want. I might take my running pack. Not running pack. The Innovate. Ooh, just found some Innovate mittens. I'll take them as well. Yeah, I'm gonna take my waste bag, my Innovate waste bag. Again, just rather have it and not need it. Just in case my bag gets heavy, I can just put some stuff in it. Right, I need to figure out what hat I'm gonna wear on the day. What cap am I gonna wear? What do we reckon? I've got so many fractal caps. It's insane. They are meant to be sorting out a way to recycle stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. Here we go. What should we wear? Got a white one. Polka dots. Yeah, I'm just gonna wear my standard black and green one, Can't go wrong with it. Can't go wrong. I've got a warm. Do you know what? Yeah, let's wear that one. My black and brown one. I'm gonna put that in with my mandatory kit, so it's in there. Race stuff. This cap I'll wear on the day. I don't need to worry about that one. Right, and what I'm going to want next as well. Oh shit, I forgot my knife. Because it says scissors and knife. Going into my living room now. So let's have a look. Where's my knife gone? Got like a tiny little knife. I actually got gifted from a weapons company in America. Ask no questions, hear no lies in regards to that. I think it might be a bit excessive. I might have a smaller one actually. A really like tiny little flip out knife. Yeah, it's a weapons company in America. And everyone else got a firearm of some sort, but because I'm in Britain, they can't give me that, so I got a knife instead. Fairly small, but it might be excessive. Ah, here we go. A much smaller one. Ooh, that will be perfect. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do this one. Okay, let's go. Let's put that in my medi kit. So my food, yeah, do you know what? I'm gonna keep all my food in one separate bag. Yeah, I'll just use like a bag for life for that. Right. Where's my medi kit? Here it is. Put this knife in there. There go. Okay, so mandatory kit. It's packed. Let's zip that up. Nothing can come out of it then. It's all packed apart from what they say, food, which I'll have with me without a doubt, and the money, which I need to take out. So, tough. Is that a spare? What's that? Oh no, it's not here. So it does say about drop bags, but because I've got a crew, I don't think I'm going to need a drop bag. If I do, I'll meet up with my crew. So with my crew as well, there's specific points where they can go. So yeah, I'll sort of time that myself. Of where you know, if I'm feeling like I might need something in a couple of hours, I'll just sort of see where I am, sort of see where they will be on the route in regards to my position at that time. Oh, these socks need to go in the wash. Grim. All right. just finding stuff in my gym. My gym is a complete mess. It's disgusting. It's because I've been like preparing for this, so it's just, you know, just stuff is everywhere. Right, spare caps I'll take. So, I've got a feeling I'll probably be running in beanies, to be honest. Two spare hats, caps, and I want. So I've got two Montaigne jackets. I'm gonna take with me. One is the Fireball Nano and the Fireball Light. So I'll probably take the Fireball Nano to run, you know, to have as a, as an extra layer. And then I'll have the Fireball Light as an emergency with my crew. I've also got, so I have got the Montaigne Fireball XT jacket, which would it is proper toasty. I love it, but it's not going to be suitable to run in. So I've got the, what jacket is this? It's an Alp kit one. It's just like a Primaloft jacket. I mean the Montaigne Fireballs should be fine, but this is just going to be extra. Like again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's a case of I'd rather have it and not need it. So yeah, I think that's everything. I think anything else I put in my bag, it'll be a case of I see it and be like, oh shit, yeah, let's put that in there. And then the rest of it is just sorting out my outfit. Yeah, let's go sort out my outfit for what I'm gonna wear on the start line. My Dickies flannel. Let's just put that in the. I think, oh, my UTMB gilet. I need to find somewhere to put that. I want to hang it up somewhere. I don't know where, but we'll find something anyway. It's just in the cabinet at the minute. It just feels kind of illegal. Right, just going to my office, make sure there's nothing in here. I want to take. Oh, I'll take a sleeping bag. That will go in my normal, with my crew. I'll take that down with me so I don't forget it actually. Then yeah, let's go sort out. Ooh, don't fuck up my laptop. There we go. Let's go sort out what I'm gonna wear on the day. So, let's have a look, shall we? So I know for a fact I'm going to wear the Innovate leggings like I mentioned before. Starting them. It's not often I've started a race in leggings. Right, and the shorts that will go over them, because no one wants to see me in just leggings. No one does. Trust me, daddy. That sounded a bit. it was a Skepta reference. Anyway, so yeah, Montaigne Slipstream shorts, we'll go over them. I'm going to take a spare pair of shorts as well, which are the Montaigne. Well, actually, shall I wear my Innovates? No, let's wear the Montaigne. Two lots of Montaigne. And find them. These have been washed as well recently, so they're in this IKEA bag. Does anyone else keep their do the laundry, put their laundry away in an IKEA bag? Can't just be me. Can't be. Warm socks. Probably have them for afterwards. Here we go. Two pairs of shorts. But then with my crew bag. Right, okay, so the top I'm gonna wear is the same as the one I mentioned before. Is the Montaigne Dragon pull on, if I can find it. So many tops, it's unreal. I think I'm gonna take a couple of t-shirts to change into and a few long sleeves, even if I don't like the long sleeves. Oh, here's the dragon pull on. Wicked, wicked. So two pairs of shorts, Innovate leggings. So both pairs of shorts are Montaigne, I should say. Innovate leggings, Montaigne Dragon pull on. So that's what I'll be wearing at the start line. Obviously, I won't be starting in two pairs of two pairs of shorts. So I'm going to wear some Innovate socks and a pair of underwear. I love underwear. So. My spare clothes I'm going to take, basically mostly going to be Innovate. I'm going to take an Innovate t-shirt, an Innovate long sleeve. I'll take a spare, another spare top, probably a Montaigne one because I've got another Montaigne long sleeve hiding somewhere. My favourite one actually. It's just the Montaigne Dart, if you know the range. These socks. Should probably pack quite a few pairs of socks, to be honest. Yeah, should probably pack quite a few pairs of socks. So I've got some Bimble and Bolt ones that I've got in my advent calendar. I'll take them. I've not worn them before. I don't think they'll do a lot of damage if I just wear. Then right, okay. Let's see, where's that long sleeve that I really like? Here it is. Yeah. So another long sleeve there. And I do have a Brooks one. It's quite thick. Just preparing for the worst, really, to be honest. And then there's a spare Montaigne t-shirt, so I'm literally just preparing for the shittest weather I can think of. And yeah, like I said, I'd rather just sort of, sorry, I'm like a broken record, but it is one of them, like, just gotta get my words out first. That'd be good, wouldn't it? You'd rather have it and not need it. In tops, that's. I'm sure I had another long sleeve Montaigne. Here we go. So, what have I got? Oh, God. Madness. So that's the long sleeve I'm going to wear. There's a spare long sleeve. Two long sleeve. Three long sleeve. Okay, cool. Four long sleeve. So, let's face it, I'm going to be needing more long sleeve. And then I've got two t-shirts. One pair of shorts. And then Let's see what other socks I've got. I'd prefer to have Innovate socks, to be honest, than the Bimble and Bolt. If I've not worn them before, I'd just rather not fuck about. Let's take a few more. Two more pairs of Runderwear. Runderwear are the best fucking things in the world, I swear. So I ch like my boys chafe after like 8 kilometers, and I'm not even like exaggerating. Bang on 8 kilometers, they will chafe. It's quite strange. So yeah, but ever since I've had Runderwear, they don't. And you know what? If I don't wear them, I bloody know about it. It's some cheapo more mile ones, but I tell you what, I bloody love them. They usually I'm going to buy more at the National Running Show, which I'm going to be at if anyone else is. Some Hoka socks, they're good. See, I got three in Dietary Pedwa socks. Cool. Right, that's it. So let's double check again. So start line, one pairs of shorts, one pairs of underwear, one pair of socks, one top, one pair of leggings. Cool. And then I've got a fuck ton of everything else to, in case I need to change with my crew. So that's cool. Right, let's take these down. I'll just take down start line stuff first, and then I'll put that in my mandatory kit bag, and then I know they're there. They're in there, and it'd just be nice to just keep everything else separate, because everything else is gonna, be in my crew bag, and I'll probably sort all my crew bag stuff out later, because I know my crew said they're gonna bring stuff for me. Even just things as like little plastic boxes to keep stuff separate, which is going to be really helpful. 'Cause stuff like that, I'm not sort of really good at preparing for. Oh, I've got some little reflective armbands. Let's put them in there as well. Cool. Right, I'm just going to go get the rest of my stuff from upstairs. So yeah, we're good. What are we on? We're an hour and 17. The max I'll do this is 90 minutes, so but I don't think I'm gonna be that much longer, to be honest. Just take these downstairs. Ooh. There we go. Sleeping bag, let's not forget that. Hopefully I won't need my sleeping bag. Actually, I don't know, I might need it for the accommodation night before. So I'm traveling down on Tuesday. I'm sleeping at the start line, in the in where the start line is. There's accommodation. There we go. So I'm sleeping there for the night. Hopefully, on my own, but most likely in a shared room. And then registration will be there next day. But it's like I think it's like a hostel, so I'll just take a sleeping bag in case they're like, "Oh, you've not got, bedding." Right, okay. So, my mic just died, so I don't know where it's. Transcript says it is about the bedding. Okay, so yeah, I've been to hostels where they've said no, you need to have your own bedding, and that's just sort of ruined me.
for the night, using a towel as a duvet. So yeah, so now I think I'm going to box this off now. I've been rambling for about an hour and 20 minutes. My Mandatory kit is packed. I've done your Q&A. I've gone through most of the stuff I'm going to have with me for my crew. I've gone through my food. Yeah. If there's something, I'll go through it on. So my next episode is going to be probably like the day after I finish. Cross fingers, touch wood, all that stuff. So it'll probably be a bit of double whammy this week, me this episode, and then I'll try and get the episode once I finish out as soon as possible. Because I want it like as it's fresh, you know. So we'll do that. We'll do that. Cool. So yeah, guys, next time you hear from me, I mean, obviously I'm active on Instagram, but yeah, next time you actually hear from me, it'll be after the race. Yeah, people have been asking sort of like, oh, how am I feeling for it, and you know, I shared a reel with Michelle Mouton saying, oh, as start line approaches, how do you feel? And she says, I feel nothing. I did feel like that. Now I don't. Now I am a bit like, oh, you know, because I'm putting that pressure on me. Because people are like sort of, you know, coming to be my crew and all that sort of stuff. I know they probably won't care. Obviously, they want me to finish, but obviously, if I'm hard on myself, I don't think they're going to be the types to be like, oh, yeah, you're a fucking bell end for not finishing or something. I don't know, they might. But it is just sort of that pressure. So, yeah, no, I've just got a day in work tomorrow and then traveling down, and then, yeah, it all kicks off. Also, want to give a shout out to my friend Aaron, who's doing the 200 miler. Today he messaged me with like a list of taps that's along, I think it's the South Downs, North Downs Way, which one then, but he's basically given me a list of where there's like water taps that's safe to drink along the route, and sort of where there's going to be shops. Obviously that's time dependent. So if I did want anything, I could just stop in a shop. He's given me a list of all them. Super duper helpful. Really, really appreciate that. So Aaron, thank you very much. Absolute legend. What else? I don't think there's anything else. No. Should we call it? Let's call it. I'm going to play some Xbox and have a beer, and eat tacos because I fucking deserve it. The training's finished. Oh, I'm getting a lump in my throat. I've never like spoke out loud about it, so yeah, maybe I am going to waffle on a bit more. I am, yeah. It's hard because, you know, I have friends who have done 100 milers and stuff like that. They know what I'm going through, but they're not around all the time to talk to, you know. I've been training with people, but it's people who, you know, are yet to do something of this distance, so it's sort of alien to them, so they can't really relate. Obviously we've all got our own challenges. To some people, you know, half marathons, you know, fucking scary as shit, and for me at one point it was. But I think for me there is this pressure of, you know, getting it done, to one, for my crew, two, for the people I've inconvenienced with my training. And also, I've talked about it on social media, so it's sort of, you know, expected for me to just fucking get it done. And I will, you know, but it's just that there's a threat level where it might, you know, go tits up. I might twist my ankle 2 miles in, who knows? It's kind of getting a bit real now. So yeah, that's all, you know, all I can do is just fucking crack on. I can hear it in my voice. My voice is getting shaky. But yeah, no, that's it. I'm going to leave it at that, guys. If you've listened in for this long, thank you very much. Special thank you to Kev, Keenan, Jez Willis, my crew. Massive thank you to Nelly Lukacs, Lewis Ferguson, Heidi Rogers, Vicky Green, everyone at Run Club in Chester. Who else? There's probably loads of people. I'm just sort of blanking at the minute. I apologise. Yeah, various reasons why I'm thanking you, but yeah, thank you all. And yeah, this is the prelude. Get ready for the post race episode. I got my Spotify Wrapped actually. I'm really fucking thankful to some of you. I'm on 12 people's most listened podcast. That's insane. Like, I don't know what other podcast. Maybe I'm the only podcast you listen to, but that is ridiculous. Like, what? Like, 12 people, I'm their most listened to podcast. I've only had, like, I think it was his 12th episode. So I really appreciate that, like, more than you know. Yeah, no, I really fucking appreciate that. That's insane. So, yeah, no, I'll keep going with this. At first I did think this podcast is going to be about 10 episodes long and I'll nip it in the bud, but I think I'm just going to keep going. I'm not doing this for any sort of endorsements or anything like that. I'm just doing it to chat and have an outlet and, you know, hopefully some of you guys listen to it and take something away from it or just listen to it for entertainment purposes. You know, I'm a bit of a silly twat at times, so, you know, yeah. But no, thank you. Really, really means a lot. I'm super duper grateful. Yeah, it's really fucking cool. So, yeah. All right, guys, I'm gonna bugger off and be lazy. And yeah. All right. Bye.